Welcome to a special presentation of the Rubber Ducky Caper by the Radio Players.
Tonight, the Radio Players take you to the open waters and render a tale as heartrending as any child ever heard. Adults may weep as well. The Rubber Ducky Spill, the tragedy to which I refer, occurred January 10th, 1992, when a raging storm at sea dumped several wooden crates into the northern Pacific Ocean. One of the crates contained 28,000 bath toys, most of them rubber duckies. These buoyant little critters, who came to be called friendly floaties, had bounced aimlessly adrift for decades to Alaska, Hawaii, Australia, Indonesia, and Chile. But before we begin our tale, let's introduce the cast. I'm Kevin Rathundi, and I will be your narrator.
I'm Christopher Rathundi. I'll be reading Zach, the rubber ducky, Freddie, the little boy, and Kyle, the romantic.
I'm Steve Falcone. I'll be reading the sailor, Peter Janine, the creator of the rubber ducky, and Ollie, the angry orca.
I'm Eric Billingsley, and I'll be reading Anton, the rubber ducky.
I'm Peg Falcone. I'll be reading Freddie's mama and Zoe, a little girl.
I'm Aubriana Rathundi Olson, and I will be reading Lena, the assistant, and Carla, the romantic.
The Rubber Ducky Caper by Steve Falcone. Let's start our story at the fateful spill as a lone ducky bobs to the surface of the sea. We'll call him Zach.
Oh boy, this doesn't look right at all. Bigger than any bathtub I've ever imagined. And I've dreamed of my first tub plenty, I have. A little girl in her bath would be nice, she would. I imagine that little boys splash a lot, I bet. But a sweet little girl, I'd call her Lucy, would have cute freckles and brown hair with soap bubbles in it, and she'd squeeze me and giggle. Oh, what fun.
Ahoy, cargo overboard.
Ahoy yourself. Little late on the call there, Admiral. Hey, you, Zach. Zach attack. You're busted out too. Hey, wait a minute. Zever Zach, Ever Anton. You were at the back of the packing crate. How'd you get out ahead of me?
Lucky break.
I'm buying that.
Eh, suit yourself.
Wish I could. I'm all turned around here. Which way is west?
No idea.
East?
Somewhere out here.
Don't suppose north or south mean anything to you?
Not much at all.
Well, how are you going to get anywhere with no coordinates? Well,
go with the flow. Ride with the tide.
That's no way to approach a dilemma.
Well, that's one way.
It won't work, see. You'll be set adrift in on a sandbar or something.
Any bar in a storm.
That's not the kind of...
Anton's explanation was cut short by a wave of glob that plopped on him as Zach bobbed blithely into a stunning sunset. Scene 2. As the tide turned and bobbed Zach, Anton, and thousands of their yellow brethren about the bounding waves to distant shores, so many little ones took to their nightly baths without a pal with which to play. Alone in the foam, no one to dunk in the drink. Whatever were these children to think?
Mama! Mama!
Frederick, sweetheart, are you all right?
No toy!
I know, dear, I know. It hasn't arrived yet.
Want it, Mama? Want my ducky now?
Your ducky's been delayed somewhere at sea. We just hope he's okay, don't we?
He's my birthday present.
Yes, he was. Still is, honey. Should be here any time now.
When?
Mama doesn't know the exact moment, dear. Why don't we think of a name for your ducky while we wait?
Stupid duck!
Freddy, that's not a nice name for a rubber ducky.
He's so... If he's my birthday present, he's stupid not to be here on my birthday.
It's not his fault, darling.
Why not?
The ship tumbled him overboard in a big storm.
Is he dead?
He's rubber, sweetie. He floats.
Yay!
Yay! Happy birthday, darling.
When does Herbie get here?
Scene 3. As our friendly floaties bump up against global shores, we drift back to 1947 and the lab of Peter Ganin, a Russian-born inventor who created and distributed the rubber ducky.
Da, little yellow fellow, this is good, yeah? Why won't you speak? Oof, I give you no tongue.
Isn't it kinda, well, hard for a toy?
It must be so, Lena, to withstand the rough bathtub play of little girls, and little boys especially. These tiny creatures are ferocious. Are you married, my dear?
Yes.
With children?
Two, Sally and Richard.
A battle of the sexes.
Oh, I sincerely hope not.
Who is elder?
Well, Sally's 3 years younger, but she rules the roost.
Always it is so.
You're right, that they can both be little savages.
So I give you two duckies, one for each savage.
Oh, Peter, that is such an honor. I don't know how to thank you.
You have been of great assistance in my work. Soon we will see 50,000 of these rubber duckies floating all over the globe.
Lena inspects her ducky.
Tell me again why the ducky has a hole in its bottom?
The duck needs air inside of it to balance the fluid flow of the water in the tub. These yellow fellows must keep their equilibrium, as must we all.
The kids will love these, without a doubt.
Let us hope these rubber duckies make a way to endless shores.
Amen.
Scene 4. Bouncing back to the present now, actually, a bit past the spill, several weeks to be the exact moment, to learn where our friendly floaties could have bobbed to. No sign of Zach, but ahoy, I spy Anton. Oh dear. He seems to be stuck in the North Pacific Gyre, often referred to as the Great Pacific Garbage Patch. A circling current of plastic byproducts doomed to swirl eternally in its own gunk, spinning poor little Anton round and round and round.
Won't somebody come to the aid of a poor little ducky? Ahoy! Somebody grab a pole or a hook and haul me in, please! I keep bobbing in a circle. I feel I'll never get out of or clean. A grimy little bird, destined to stay that way forever. Oh, if my mother could see me now. Oh, lucky for me, I don't have a mother. I wasn't hatched, I was stamped out. Soon I'll be only mold. Oh, I hope I don't cry. Why am I spinning like a muddy top non-stop? Doesn't anybody know I'm a grade A rubber duck? I'm packed in the very front of the crate to go first, positioned for the very best markets, never intended to be dumped in the dirty deep. But doesn't anybody care that I'm lonely out here? Where is little Freddy, the birthday boy? But I'm supposed to be there, splashing in his tub, bringing glee to my little guy. Well, that's where I'm meant to be. Can't you see? Freddy needs me!
Scene 5. Freddy's not the only child forlorn in a tub. Poor little Zoe sits alone in her suds, sighing for her lost toy. Where, oh where, has her ducky gone? Wherever can he be? Tiny tears drip into the pool of suds. Little sniffles echo around the room.
Stop it, Zoe. You're acting like a baby. What would Mama say? She'd understand. She always does. Don't even want to think what Papa would say. No reason for tears, little girl. Put on your thinking cap and figure out what to do, Zoe.
Zoe reaches on top of her head.
Don't got no thinking cap, Daddy. Nobody brought me one.
Scene 6. A perfect mood for two lovers, strolling the moonlit sands hand in hand.
This is so lovely, dear. Such a dreamy second honeymoon.
That's the promise and that's the plan. A honeymoon each and every year.
But I thought the second anniversary was China.
With all that smog. Smell that ocean air.
Paradise. What could possibly make it better?
You tell me.
They look away from each other.
I thought we agreed not to agree on that matter for the present.
I only want what you want.
And I want you to be happy.
I could not be happier, my darling.
I suspect you could.
Why are we having this conversation? We said we wouldn't on this trip.
You're so very right, my love. It's a honeymoon for two.
Me and you.
That does make two.
Carla trips on something in the dark.
Oops.
You all right, babe?
Yeah, I just stepped on...
Carla reaches into the sand.
Jellyfish?
No.
Carla holds up a rubber ducky.
This little guy.
Isn't it past his bath time?
Carla makes the ducky nod yes.
Well, isn't this water too cold for him?
She makes the duck nod yes.
Hey, didn't I hear something about a cargo?
Carla presses a finger to Kyle's lips.
Know what I think?
Kyle shakes his head no.
This little guy's a sign. A rubber ducky searching desperately for a bathtub and a child to splash with.
Kyle smiles and nods his yes.
I think we owe it to this little guy to go back to the bungalow and get started on a friend for our little friend.
The rubber ducky squeaks and Kyle smiles. Scene 7. Even as the Earth circles the sun, little Anton is caught in an ocean gyre whose currents drag him round and round and drag him down.
Trash has caught me. Oh, it's over. So young, so new. Dirty, true, but that's not my fault.
As all looks lost, a dorsal fin flashes into the picture and plunks the yellow fellow from the dirty depths.
Orca?
Ain't no koi, boy. Man, you a mess. Let me rip this here. What is this, six-pack rings? The yolks are choking you, son.
Oh, thank you, Mr. Orca.
Call me Ollie. I'll call you Tiny.
Whatever you want, Mr.
Ollie, son, Ollie. You got trash in your ears? Wait, you ain't got no ears. So how you get round out here?
That's all I get. Round and round and...
Whoa, there, little guy. You'll make yourself dizzy.
All I've been is dizzy since I fell off that ship.
You one of them crater critters.
Am I?
Whole ocean's buzzing about it. That big old ship dumping them huge wooden crates all over. A lot of little critters like you bouncing around. Smorgasbord overboard.
Are duckies being eaten?
Now what you think, Tiny? Big blue whales sucking them up like krill.
That rhymes with kill.
You kill me, brother. You a funny little fella.
Thanks, Holly. You wouldn't...
Boom! Just funning you, Tiny. Yeah, eating a lot of this and that in my time. Some rubber duckies to boot. Nah, I wouldn't chomp on you. You're too cute to chew, Tiny guy.
Well, that means a lot to me.
I just bet it does, little dude. Ain't you something now?
I am now, and would like to stay that way very much. Thank you very much.
What's your wish? Ain't to be no fish, I'm guessing. Where'd you like to be?
Oh, anywhere but here, Ollie.
I hear you yapping, Tiny. Hop on, I'll get you out of this here garbage dump.
How?
Grab my dorsal fin and hold on tight.
I have no arms.
Oh, never mind, Tiny. I got a plan. I'll hold you in my snout. Don't you worry now. You won't fall out.
Aren't your teeth too sharp for my body?
These teeth are the sharpest the ocean's ever seen. They don't bite their rib because I'm so mean. Hey, I'd never shred a little bitty buddy like you. Where to?
I was supposed to be a birthday present for little Freddy.
Uh-huh. So where's our little friend live?
In a bathtub.
Never heard of no boy living in a tub before. Where's this tub?
In his bathroom, I'm pretty sure.
Well, then you put it that way, how can we miss? Here we come, Freddy, ready or not. Don't you blow them candles out yet.
Scene 8.
Look what Mama got her Freddy for his birthday.
Mama holds up a cute little green frog.
Isn't he delightful?
No!
Isn't that so fun?
No! Stupid frog!
Aw, but he's so green and sweet. What should we call him?
Freddy grabs the frog and dunks him in the suds.
Drowned it!
Scene 9. Anton's hopes soar along with him as Ollie cruises the blue waves at a crisp clip. Duck and snout. Wherever they're headed, they'll be there in no time.
Drowned it!
shrimper!
What's a shrimper?
Human evil, little buddy. Monsters from land float into our world to destroy us, trap and kill us.
Oh, did they destroy anyone you knew?
My mama!
Your mama?
My big, sleek, beautiful mama. Trapped in them nets. Oh, they eventually cut her loose. Too late. Too damn late! We knew it was over when her dorsal fin collapsed.
Oh, no!
Oh, yeah. She just rolled around at the whim of the waves and died!
Oh, well, I can see how that would make you sad.
Mad is what it makes me. Fighting mad. Shrimpers on toast, coming up!
Dorsal fin knifing through the waves, Ollie's anger is in full throttle, picking up speed as he goes. Poor Anton cast aside, back bobbing in the endless drink. Nowhere to go, can't sink or swim. Bereft, left alone to view that maddened orca rip off the ship's rudder and start to chew. Scene 10. Zoe sits in her bathtub, growing cold, sudsy bubbles losing their luster. Tears drip from those big brown eyes into the bath below, too tiny to make a ripple. Darling child, adrift without her toy.
Rubber ducky, you're the one. I need to have my bath time fun. Rubber ducky, where are you? I only ever wanted you to make my birthday dreams come true. It is no fun here all alone, waiting in my empty home.
Oh, won't you come and play with me? You could even stay with me right here in my great big tub. You could be a sneaky sub, cruising with a blub blub blub, to pop up with a sudden squeak.
A smile on that orange beak are all the words you'd have to speak. I'll sit right here and wait for you, even if my toes turn blue. That is where I'll really be, till Rubber Ducky swims to me.
Oh yeah!
You've been listening to a special presentation of the original radio play, The Rubber Ducky Caper, written by Steve Falcone and performed by the Radio Players. This production was recorded live in the studios of WSIU Radio. Post-production designed by Hanice Coopwood.